Theoretical recap. A commit is more than a save point, it is a unit of meaning in your project's history. A meaningful commit answers three questions implicitly. What changed? Why did it change? And is this change isolated and coherent? The golden rule is, one commit equals one logical change. This means you should not bundle a bug fix, a feature addition, and a typo correction into a single commit. Each concern deserves its own entry in history. A well-written commit message follows a simple structure: a short imperative subject line, 50 characters max, optionally followed by a blank line and a more detailed body explaining the why, not the what. Write fix broken navigation link in header rather than fix stuff or update. The imperative mood, fix, add, remove, refactor, is a convention aligned with how Git itself writes auto-generated messages. Common mistakes include vague messages like VIP, miscellaneous, or changes, committing too rarely, resulting in giant, unreadable diffs, committing too often with meaningless microsaves, and mixing unrelated changes. A clean commit history is a form of documentation. Future you, and your future teammates, will read it to understand the evolution of a codebase. Mini example of a bad versus good commit message. Bad. Update. Good. Add input validation to the registration form. Keep this mental model in mind throughout the workshop. Your commit history should read like a clear, professional logbook of decisions. Workshop brief. This workshop puts into direct practice the concepts covered in the previous lesson on commit message best practices. You have been working with Git locally, initializing repositories, making commits, and reading history with Git log. Now it is time to build a habit, writing commits that are meaningful, atomic, and professional from the very first day of your developer journey. You will work on a small, controlled project scenario. The goal is not to build something complex, but to practice the craft of committing with intention. Every decision you make, when to commit, what to include, how to phrase the message, will be evaluated. Think of this workshop as a simulation of real-world collaborative development, where commit quality directly impacts team productivity. Step 1. Set up your working environment. Create a new local Git repository in a folder called Meaningful Commits Workshop. Inside this folder, create a simple text-based project, a plain text recipe book. You will add at least three recipe files, for example, pasta.txt, salad.txt, soup.txt, each containing a title, a list of ingredients, and a list of steps. Do not create everything at once. The point is to commit progressively and meaningfully. Step 2. Build your commit history deliberately. Your repository must contain at least 10 commits by the end of the workshop. Each commit must reflect a single, coherent change. Examples of valid atomic commits: adding one new recipe file, correcting a typo in an existing recipe, adding a missing ingredient to a recipe, creating a readme.txt describing the project, or reorganizing the steps of a recipe for clarity. You are free to invent your own changes, but each must be logically isolated. For each commit, write a message that follows the best practices covered in the previous lesson. Imperative mood, 50-character subject line maximum, and for at least three of your commits, a body section explaining why the change was made, not just what. Use Git log one line and Git log regularly to review your own history as you work. Ask yourself, if a colleague read only this history, would they understand the project's evolution? Step 3. Deliberately introduce and fix a bad commit, then reflect. On purpose, make one commit with a bad message, for example, stuff, update, or fix. Then, use git commit amend to correct that message before pushing or submitting. In a file called reflection.txt at the root of your repository, write a short paragraph, 5 to 10 sentences, explaining what made the original message bad, what you changed and why, and what habits you plan to adopt going forward. This file must itself be committed with a meaningful message. Step 4. Final review and submission. Before submitting, run git log one line and paste the output at the bottom of your reflection.txt file. Review every message one final time. If any message feels vague or imprecise, use git commit amend on the most recent or note it as a learning point in your reflection. Then export or share your repository as instructed below. Advice and potential difficulties. The most common difficulty in this workshop is the temptation to accumulate changes before committing. Resist it. Commit small and commit often, but only when a logical unit of work is complete. If you find yourself unsure whether to commit, ask, "Can I describe this change in one clear sentence?" If yes, commit. If your sentence requires, and split the commit. Another difficulty is writing the body of a commit message in the terminal. Remember, after your subject line, leave a blank line, then write your explanation. You can also use git commit without m to open your default text editor, which makes multi-line messages easier to write. Do not hesitate to consult the previous theoretical lesson on commit best practices, your notes from the Git introduction, or any reliable online resource, official Git documentation, conventional commit specification, or articles on atomic commits. You may work alone or ask for help, but the reflection section must represent your own thinking.